Thank you for letting me retake the floor. I thought we were going paragraph by paragraph, so I only went to the first paragraph. So just to address some of the questions I've heard from my distinguished colleagues regarding the removal of slavery and the slave trade. Unfortunately, the way the paragraph's written right now, it says, is a crime against humanity. Crimes against humanity are defined by international humanitarian law, not international human rights law, and as such are defined by the Rome Statute. So it's factually inaccurate to say slavery and the slave trade are crimes against humanity. If we want to retain those references, we can find a way to reference them differently as crimes or crimes against human rights law, perhaps, but not as crimes against humanity, as that is just factually inaccurate. I'm sorry, I know that sounds semantic and legalistic, but these resolutions are semantic and legalistic. So that's our position there. We have a similar position, and we can go into the wordsmithing of it a little later on paragraphs 5 and 6 as the UK. As written, the United States can't accept them, but we do have some edits that we think could get us there to a place where we could possibly accept them later. And as we get to those later paragraphs, we'll have those discussions. But just to bring into relief the reason why we are concerned about the reference to international humanitarian law, when we get to paragraph 3, where it says victims and persons who individually or collectively suffered harm, you know, we would want to move that to, we would want to strike that as crimes against humanity is, we see human rights as being vested in the individual. But there are some collective rights under humanitarian law when it comes to rules of combat and rules of conflict. So it's important that we keep these two very distinct legal definitions separate and clear in the document so as not to muddy the waters. And again, you'd see in paragraph 3, we'd have a similar change there where it says, omissions that constitute gross violations of international human rights law, we would want to strike, which I think is there, or serious violations of international humanitarian law. That strike is there for the legal accuracy. So that's our position regarding paragraph 1. But like I said, we are open to other constructs that would keep slavery and the slave trade, just as long as they're not referenced as crimes against humanity, which is international humanitarian law. And then as a final point, I would just say we do support the idea, I think it was Brazil now, but it's been supported by others, of moving some of these paragraphs to a preambular section for clarity. I think that would actually be quite useful. Thank you.